Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I feel so close to you.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it's a force field.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Thank you so much for making the Pack-A-Day Radio Show part of your daily routine. Always appreciate you guys checking in. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. They've got my good friend Camille Davis of the Pack-A-Day Podcast joining Mitch and Mason today. So keep an eye out for that. But right now we are being joined by the one and only Bart Winkler. You can find him on the Bart Winkler Show and Into the Winklerverse. You can find him at Bart Winkler, on Blue Sky. Bart, it is great to be chatting with you, my friend. How are you doing?
Herm Dog, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic. It is great to hear your voice. I'm in need of some Bart Winkler takes this morning, and I know you will not disappoint me.
Okay, I might. So
no, there's no way. You're disappointing
anytime
me.
You set expectations for me. I always disappoint. If you don't, I'll clear the low bar.
You're the absolute best. All right, I want to start with this divisional round. Some fun games, obviously. I just want to know, I'm going to let you go in any direction that you want with this, my friend. What were your takeaways? What did you like? What did you hate? What did you love? What are you happy about? What are you disappointed about? Take it away, my friend.
Well, I'm mad that I got pretty much every game wrong when it comes to the spread, at least. I thought that the Bills would win, although that was, I mean, that ending with Mark Andrews, you feel for him.
Yep.
Clearly, as Packers fans, we know what a heartbreaking invent a new way to lose playoff losses like, so you do feel for Ravens fans a little bit there. I think the other three games, one thing that I was spending a lot of time on Friday night was, one of these games is going to be an upset. Which one is it going to be? And my answer was Notre Dame, because I was not coming up. I didn't see the Texans going to Kansas City to win. I think the Rams, I liked them last week against Minnesota, but I didn't think they'd have it in Philly, and the weather might be an issue. So, okay, I got those results right at least, but I never thought that Washington would beat Detroit and do it really so thoroughly. I mean, Detroit down 7-10 points most of the game, couldn't find a way to come back, had interceptions, had turnovers, things that were uncharacteristic of them. I didn't think Detroit was going to win the Super Bowl this year. I still didn't really trust Dan Campbell. I think that he was flying too close to the sun and each week getting a little more aggressive, not to like win, but like just to see how far he could go, it felt like. But I didn't expect it to be, you know, a Jared Goff disappointment or just an offensive disappointment. So pretty stunned. I mean, turnovers were a big story throughout most of the weekend, to go back to that Ravens game. But excited for these championship games, and I think I'm going to do what most of America is going to do and root for a Bills Commanders Super Bowl.
I am right there with you. Bills Commanders all the way. It was interesting this weekend. The team that had the most yardage in all four games lost all four games. As you mentioned, turnovers played a major factor in that. And just kind of going to that Washington-Detroit game, I'm with you. I didn't think Detroit, with the defense playing the way that it was, could win a Super Bowl. I didn't completely put it past them because their offense was really, really fun. But it's just a lot to ask any team to have to put up. I mean, in this case, they would have to put up basically 46 points because Washington threw 45 on them. I didn't think that they could survive a run like that. Now, getting the Commanders, you know, right, or getting the bye, then getting the Commanders, you know, after beating Minnesota to end the season to get that right to have the bye. And then, you know, did I think that they could hang with a Rams or an Eagles going in and then they're just one game away? Yeah, I absolutely thought that pathway was there. And I did not see them, you know, really losing to the Commanders this week. But I did think that they were a flawed defense for sure. And man, did that show up immediately. Washington really just had no issue going through them. Some of the bad issues with Jared Goff kind of showed up. And you end up with a 14-point loss at home. And a really, really good, really talented Detroit Lions team ends up with the same amount of playoff wins as your Green Bay Packers, which is zero. And it's really kind of stunning in the end.
Yeah, the whole NFC North didn't win a playoff game, Bears included. None of us were able to, you know, we all tied the Bears. I think with that game, where I got that wrong was I thought for sure Detroit would score a lot of points. I thought there'd be a team that could put up 45 points in that game. Obviously, I thought it'd be Detroit. And I was reading maybe too much into David Montgomery coming back. He didn't really have much of an impact. I thought that the defense, while banged up, and that was what everybody, you know, was saying, if there was any doubters, we've seen a Packers team with a banged up defense go far before. But we also saw the Lions hold the Vikings to 9 points. And I don't think that Sam Darnold completely just faded away and got bad after, you know, 14 wins. I thought that the Lions defense did have something to say about it and may have been wrong about that too. So just incredibly stunned. And again, I think the bigger picture, and probably what I'll talk about today, but like, and Packers fans know, we know so hard. It's so hard to win. It's not even so hard to win a Super Bowl. It's so hard to get there. And you have a lot of these teams that are just falling short year after year. But then you also have had the era with the Patriots, and now you have the era with the Chiefs, and you've got Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson going one-on-one against each other. One of those guys is out in the division round, and that ends up being Lamar. Josh Allen, I know they're pumped, but they haven't been. You think the Bills, oh, they're coming up short. they've been divisional round losses for the last few years since 2020.
Yep.
And they played the Chiefs in the championship game. So even like these legendary storied careers that these guys are putting together and having, they're all falling up short because of this dynasty. And I think that a lot of people are going to be, I mean, a lot of people, who is rooting for the Chiefs? Who outside
Kansas
of a Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Outside, unless you financially are going to have a windfall, because even if you placed a bet at the beginning of the year for $200 for the Chiefs, you don't want the Chiefs to win. You don't want to see them at Super Bowl Media Row Day again. You don't want to hear about Patrick Mahomes' bye week. And it's not even like the Chiefs are that, I really don't think they're that, like, offensive. It's just, I don't want to see it over and over and over again. I don't know yet how my feelings are about the week. I think I'm going to talk myself into wanting the Bills because I like the Bills and I want the Bills. But we'll see. And with that other game, I mean, the Eagles, sure, but do they have the best quarterback in the game? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be very interesting.
I'm really excited for this one. Again, we're being joined by Bart Winkler of the legendary Bart Winkler Show. You can find him on Blue Sky at Bart Winkler. I don't know why your name is so hard for me to say, but I'm going to get that down, Bart. I promise you. Let's move past this divisional and championship games. I want to talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers. I know that you are not ever shy of wearing your emotions on your sleeve when it comes to the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers, anyone. So I just want to know. I haven't heard it from you yet, so I want to hear it right now. What is your overarching take of this Packers 2024 team?
I'm pretty calm about the 2024 team. I am disappointed. I do think that we are looking at a totally different outlook, and a lot of people are just totally different opinions if the years were inverted. So
yeah.
Had the Packers had the year where, oh my God, we made the playoffs, got to the wild card, lost. Oh, shucks. Next year go to the divisional round. Ooh, you know, Jordan Love had those 8 weeks. You know, I think we're looking at this totally different. I am fine with the 2024 team bowing out because I didn't have a lot of expectations for the 2024 team. I didn't think it was a Super Bowl year. And I look at it, I keep comparing them to where the Chargers are, because when Jim Harbaugh got there, I think that starts a new clock. It starts a new clock of, we've got 3 years to put this thing together. And Jim Harbaugh's there, they got his scheme there, but now they need to get his players. Bad exit, okay, fine. They're going to be in year two. For the Packers, when Jordan Love took over, it's that three-year clock. So year one, exceeded expectations. Year two, bow out of the playoffs. Year three, I don't just want to call every year I think the Packers should be good a Super Bowl or bust year. But they need to show me, and I think a lot of people, a lot more in year three. This little, oh, that's all right, good try. That's what I'm saying for the Packers this year, which is very mellow for me. I will be complete opposite in 2025 if they don't do something, if they don't put together some sort of run. And I know that, you know, these quarterbacks are bowing out, and so we're all ripping on Lamar, and we're all going to rip on Goff, and we all ripped on Darnold, and we're all ripped on Herbert, and then so we're all ripping on Jordan Love. The bigger concern I have isn't if I think Jordan Love's good. It's if Matt LaFleur thinks Jordan Love's good. And if Matt LaFleur doesn't, he's calling it like he doesn't, at least some games.
Yep.
I'm more worried. When they lost to the Bears, okay, you lose to the Bears. But the whole mismanagement thing at the end with the time, there's a thing I've always said about Matt LaFleur where it's like when a decision gets put in front of him from a coaching standpoint in a game setting, because I think he's a good football mind. I think he's a good, you know, I think he's a good coach. But when he gets into these decisions, I think if he could pause time, go back to his office, figure out the answer, and come back, he'd have the right one. But in the moment, he seems to struggle. So I've always thought that about him. But now with some of this after-season media day with Tucker Kraft and the second, and just all these guys saying different things about, you know, it didn't seem like the vibe of the team was as good as we thought it might be. So where does that fall on? That's going to fall back on Matt LaFleur.
Yep.
I just if I could have him change one thing, one thing about him, it would be, honestly, the first 5 minutes of every press conference after they lose. Because for 6 years now, he gets up there and he sits there and he doesn't want to blame anybody else, but he takes the blame. He says, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Okay, you've told us for 6 years you don't know what you're doing, basically. So when are you going to start know what you're doing? So I'm not as worried about Jordan Love, and he's hurt all year. I'm not as worried about the defense. The thing I'm worried about the most is the coach right now.
I think that's fair, and I do think there's some questions that are going to be out there for Matt LaFleur and for Jordan Love in 2025, which I think makes the season very interesting. Again, we're being joined by Bart Winkler of The Bart Winkler Show and, of course, Into the Winklerverse. You can find him on Blue Sky at Bart Winkler. Let's go through that. Let's look at 2025. In your opinion, in your mind, what is at stake, if anything, for Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love this upcoming season? And if things go catastrophically bad, where do things go from there? And if things go unbelievably well, what does that mean for those two? What are the sort of extremes as to what could happen this upcoming season?
So from the bad standpoint, I mean, the obvious worst case scenario is one of these guys are not here the year after, but I don't see how that actually happens. There's a wrinkle that they've got a new team president coming, and is he going to want to shake up years of continuity in Green Bay? I'm not sure. I don't know, but it would have to be bad. It would have to be lose the locker room stuff bad. Did LaFleur already lose the locker room? I don't think that's the case, but I do think that there needs to be. There needs to be, like, I'm going to back up a second, because when Matt LaFleur got here, he had Aaron Rodgers. And I've never thought that he was the coach of the team. I thought he was the co-manager of the team. So then Rodgers leaves, and now he's become the coach. And Jordan Love, who for years was, I mean, he's one of the longest tenure Packers now. He is going to be in, what, his sixth year? So he's going to – people are saying, oh, he needs to be more vocal. Tom Clements said, I'd like to see him take a step. I think you have two guys that are in this organization where Matt LaFleur kind of had two different job roles in his tenure, where Jordan Love, he can be he can be a leader, but for 3 years he wasn't going to speak up. He was a backup quarterback. Then he takes over and still, like, okay, well, what do you have, kid? And you got other leaders on the offense, and then some of those guys leave. And, like, now both of these guys just need to, I think, remind themselves or maybe remind each other. I'm the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. I'm the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. We both got here and continue to be here because we deserved to be here. There seems to be something missing where it's just some lack of confidence in both of them at times, and maybe in each other at times, that I think needs to be fixed before all the other, like, wide receiver one or backup offensive this or whatever. There needs to be something. I need this team to basically have 53 guys that have the brain of my new favorite Packer, Josh Jacobs. That's what I need. They have his brain, and I feel good.
I think so much of that is incredibly well said. And I do think, again, I think Matt's a good coach. I think Jordan's a good quarterback. But I think they need to go out and just show the world of just exactly what they're capable of, and zero fear. I think, to me, your point about Matt and some of the decision making, it's interesting because early in his career, if you looked at him and, like, what the decision should be based off of analytics, he was right almost every single time. He was one of the best when it came to making decisions based off of analytics. And then as of late, it's been the complete reverse. He's been not great at it at all. And I'm not sure what switch flipped. I'm not sure why that's been the case. But I think they need to get back to that. I think he needs to make better decisions. I think they need to go out and, I'm not saying just be more aggressive or whatever, because, again, there's limits to that too, that it didn't exactly work out for Dan Campbell in the end. I know everyone wants to point to that, but I think there's got to be a balance. But, man, I think they need to find it. And I think they need to find it quickly in 2025 and really put teams on notice again, because there were times at the end of last year where that offense was scary and it looked like it was going to stay scary. And right now, I don't think that anyone's fearing that offense if you have a matchup with Green Bay coming up.
But because they're not instilling that fear in anybody. Yep. I don't. Matt LaFleur, when he makes decisions, I don't ever feel like he's confident in that decision. And I think that that kind of stuff, you know, for better or for worse, the way that your coach is and acts and behaves, it does, you know, affect the team. And that's true in any situation. When you have a leader, a lot of times the people tend to gravitate towards some of the tendencies of how that guy is, or woman, or whatever, is treating the rest of, and is acting and is putting themselves out there. And if Matt LaFleur, and I'm not trying to be body language guy, because, okay, he gets frustrated. I don't care about that. I just, when he makes decisions, he needs to be confident. He seems like, the way I picture Matt LaFleur's life is Matt LaFleur lives his normal everyday life, and, you know, he's having a hard time. And then he goes home and looks in the mirror, and the Matt LaFleur in the mirror, like, scolds him for the day. What did you do that for, me? What are you up to? That's he needs a little more confidence, man, and I'll feel better.
Conviction is the word that I would use. I think conviction and go with it and have confidence in it. I am right there with you. All right, before we get you out of here, just kind of some speed round stuff, Mr. Winkler of the Bart Winkler show and Bart Winkler on Blue Sky. All right, I want you to put your GM cap on for a second. What would Winkler do? What are the Packers' biggest needs in 2025?
Well, we're all talking about wide receiver, right? We're talking about wide receiver. I think that a number one, yeah, but who? Where? Who are the Packers getting?
You're not a Devontae Adams guy, no. Bart? You actually are the first person that said no to me, like just a firm no. Well, sell me on why no Devontae Adams.
I don't personally like Devontae Adams. I think that he was always a diva in disguise. And now I think that's showing a little bit. And if he comes here, I think we're going to get excited. And then I think he's going to be unhappy in 7 weeks. So I don't want to deal with that. Now, from a talent-wise, yes, but that's the allure of these guys. Because, Devontae, man, you know what bugs me the most about Devontae? He can't even be happy in these commercials where he's got fast food in his house. Like, His whole attitude in those is, I'm grumpy and mad. Come on, man. You got burritos served up to you anytime you want. Smile, you know? That, what a kid's dream that is.
So it really is. All right, we're going to end with this. This is probably the most important.
I'm not running to Devontae as much, as everybody else.
All right, so really quick, what is your number one need for this team?
Well, it's for Matt LaFleur to know what he's doing. Then I would probably say, The wide receiver thing's good. What I liked was the little emergence of Tucker Kraft here, and I don't think he's ever going to be like a Travis Kelce, but if you can go number one weapon through tight end, that's another way to attack it. Just I don't know where the other wide receivers are going to be, so these guys that they have are probably going to need to step up.
Yeah, I would really like Luke Musgrave to step up too and be a really nice two tight end set. That just has not evolved the way that we have wanted it to. But before I let you go, I have to ask the most important question, though. If you could have a fast food restaurant in your house, what fast food restaurant are you having?
Oh, I'm a big Wendy's guy. You know that. I love the Blizzards. Get them in there. Get the big Baconator. I'm a big Wendy's guy. Get that.
I like Wendy's a lot. I've had like the little junior bacon cheeseburger or whatever. That's been a more go-to for me as of late. That's a good burger. If you're ranking them amongst burgers of fast food places, it's an underrated one. I like that answer a lot. Bart, you're the absolute best. What do you got coming out this week? What are you cooking up? Where can we follow all of your incredible work?
Well, we'll be busy, as you know, 9 o'clock tonight on the Fan. So we've got the national championship game to talk about. After trying to figure out even all these games, you know, I don't even get on the air to talk about these games before we're talking about Notre Dame, Ohio State. But we'll be figuring out, like we do after the playoffs, the teams that bounced out, what's next, the teams that are advancing, who can win, and probably, we got more nationally, we got more listeners that are Bills fans than Chiefs fans, so we're going to be a pretty diehard Bills show this week.
I like it. I'm looking forward to it. I will be actively listening to the Bart Winkler show. Make sure to, again, follow him on Blue Sky at Bart Winkler. Bart, we will definitely do this again soon. Always a joy to be talking to you, and cannot thank you enough for your time. You have a great week, my friend.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon. Again, make sure to follow him on Blue Sky at Bart Winkler. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone line. So get those phone calls into the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and Text line, 414-677-1250. Again, you can text us, what is the Packers' biggest need this offseason? We'll finish up our conversation there. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.